Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Remember that Joram, the son of Ahab, was recuperating at Jezreel after his wounding at Ramoth-Gilead. Ahaziah, king of Judah, Joram's nephew, was visiting at the time. What follows is like a scene from an old western. It's a gentle rise up the Herod Valley from the Jordan River to Jezreel. With Jehu in his chariot taking the lead, his men followed at full gallop. The watchman in the tower at Jezreel raised the alarm, quote, "And Joram said, 'Get a horseman and send him to meet them, and let him say, is it peace?'" 2 Kings 9:17. But Jehu wasn't going to spoil the element of surprise. When the horseman arrived, Jehu barked, quote, "What have you to do with peace? Turn around and follow me." Verse 18. Jezreel sent another messenger, also commanded to fall in. Quote, "So the watchman reported, saying, 'He went up to them and is not coming back, and the driving is like the driving of Jehu, the son of Nimshi, for he drives furiously.'" Verse 20. "Quickly the chariots of Joram and Ahaziah were prepared. No doubt with foreboding, the two kings rode toward Jehu and his men. Were they paying attention to the rendezvous point? Quote, "They met him on the property of Naboth the Jezreelite." Verse 21. "Is it peace, Jehu?" Jehu retorted, "What peace? As long as the harlotries of your mother Jezebel and her witchcraft are so many." Verse 22. "Treachery, Ahaziah!" Joram cried, and they wheeled their chariots around to escape, but it was too late. Jehu's arrow pierced Joram's heart, and his body was then discarded on Naboth's land. Ahaziah made it farther along the road, but was also mortally wounded and died at Megiddo. With what relief we who were also under God's judgment can say, quote, "Having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Romans 5:9.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.